My name is Perry Sen. Welcome to the Drumming Secrets Podcast. So the big question is this: how do we as drummers, in the sea of information, videos, and what have you, actually find useful content and honest feedback that develops our talents, getting us to the next level quicker and more effectively to sound more confident and skilled on our instrument? Not to mention, by playing music we believe in, find the gigs, sessions, and tours, and pay our bills. That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Perry Sen. Welcome to the Drumming Secrets Podcast.
Hey, Perry Sen here. So I find myself at another junction of sort of starting over again, even in this town. And what occurs to me is it kind of comes down to the same thing that I would tell my students. Let's pick one thing to focus on, because ultimately that's all I'm going to do at one time anyway, isn't it? This deal of, multitasking, I think, is way overrated. I used to try it, I used to do it, and never to a lot of degree of success, it seems like, with anything. So it's like if you're practicing. In fact, let's take that. So a student starting out, or even for warming up, if you can't think of anything else to do, let's start with double stroke rolls. Or let me fix this. Oh, sorry about the hand over it. Let's flip that around. Might even work on what would help that to be more even. Let's accent the second one. See the second note? Here. We need to have this so it's a little bit more. So I'm pulling up on the second one. Gives you a lot more access to the rest of the drum set, not at extremely high volumes. For rock stuff, I always say always play singles. You know? But if you're gonna be able to pull that double out, I'll go into another lesson about this later, but all right, camera's shaking a lot. Anyway, get back to the one thing. I need to think about what is the one thing that's gonna help me get on and start moving ahead again, rather than getting mired down in the news you just got or something like that. When you sit down to practice, paradiddles might be just the one rudiment you need to do that day. Try to get those even. Then maybe accent the first one of it. If you don't have any other time for that kind of thing, for technique that day, and you need to start learning some tunes and getting onto the grooves, and then use that.